Parshat Naso, Perek Vav, Psukim Chav Bet, Til Chav Zayin, we find there the brief parsha of Birchat Kohanim. And in Pasuk Chav Gimel, Dabrel Aaron of Albanav Lemor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, tell Aaron and his children, Kol Tivarchu et Bnei Yisrael, this is the way I want you to give a bracha to Bnei Yisrael. Amor Lehem, say to them, Yivrech Hashem Shmrecha, and the three brachot. So, based upon this, the Sefri derives a halacha, which is our custom, Minayin Shachazan Tzarich Lomar Lehem Imru, Amor Lehem, Talmud Lomar, Amor Lehem, Amor Lehem. Meaning that it's a very peculiar thing that normally you would say, listen, Kohanim, you know the brachot, you say it so often, the Birchat Kohanim, what do you need, a forelays or someone that she has to read before you? Yivarecha, Yivarecha, Hashem, Hashem, Yisrecha, Yisrecha. You should know by heart himself. So this chiyuv, the Sifri says from the pasuk, that the chazan has to lead word by word. The Kli Yakar says an unbelievably powerful explanation. He basically writes the brach is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohen is nothing more than a vehicle, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Chazan, Chazan, I want you to bless the Kohanim. And the Kohanim will transfer that blessing onto Klal Yisrael. In order for the Kohen to be able to transfer that, he has to be a kli, a utensil that is filled with the bracha, for him to transfer it. If not, he's a nobody, he's an empty thing, the Kohen. And he's not transferring anything to Klal Yisrael. So it comes out that the Chazan sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the material of the bracha, hands it over to the Kohen, word by word by word, and the Kohen transfers it that to Klal Yisrael, to the congregation that's standing there. I would like to say another thought, perhaps. The Gemara Megillat HaTefav Amar Allah says, Amar Rabbi Elazar Amar Chanina, very famous statement, Lo'olam al ti birchat hed yot kala b'necha. You should never take the brocha from a simple person, take it nonchalantly. And who's he? He's giving me a brocha. He's a nobody. So that's the simple pshat, therefore, is directing the statement to he who receives the brocha. You're getting a brocha from a hed yot. Don't take it lightly. But perhaps it's directed to the Hed Yot himself, the person who's giving the bracha, saying to him, don't take your bracha that you give to others, don't take it lightly. And that's the natural response would be that. You know, lately it's become a minhag, they get this from the Kabbalistic thing, that at a bris, those that do part of the mitzvot, at the occasion just a short while ago of being the sandik, and would be either the brachot or the brachot, whatever it is. And as soon as the bris is over, everybody runs out there. I should give him a bracha. One after the other, giving out bracha. And I look at them, what about my Chassidish Rebbe? What about the big Tzadik Hador? And this and that. And the yeshiva, Rosh Hashanah night, Talmidim come over, please give me a bracha. Who am I to give brachas? And maybe the pshat is, I'll tell you, Birchat Hedyot, you're a Hedyot, but don't take it kala b'necha. Don't take it lightly. It's important to the person who's receiving the bracha. The Kohen, let's take the Kohen. The Kohen could say, who am I to give a bracha? Just because my father was a Kohen? I'm just a Hedyot. I'm a very simple, common person. And yet the halacha requires of me that I should give the bracha. And the message is, I think, that we, even as simple people, can be an encouragement to others. Like the halacha of the Kohen. He gives the bracha to others, even though he feels that he is lacking so much. Saying to your child, I'm proud of you. Saying to a Talmud, I'm so proud to say you were my Talmud. Whether I say it at the end of the year, whether I say it 20 years later, or even if I say it at the end of a shir, that when shir is over in front of the other Talmidim, a Talmud asked a good kasha, said a good teret, said a good vort, to say to the Talmud, you should know, Talmud, I'm so proud of you. And am I really the Kli, the creator, the generator, that made him who he became? But I must say that the Rabbeinu Shalom used me, the Hedyot, as his Kli, his accessory. Now, I might be justifiably very humble, but nevertheless, I must applaud, acclaim, encourage the other person with realistic words of recognition. Make the other one feel he is receiving a bracha. Amor lehem, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yashem Panav Elecha Yikanecha, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha, Yisem Lecha Shalom.